Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
All right, we're back. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I'm Louis J. Gomez. I'm hanging out in quarantine. I'm Louis J. Gomez. Louis J. Gomez. I do not need anything. I have my podcast, have my network, have my producer, have my gay friends. Louis J. Gomez. Louis J. Gomez. Kicking ass, taking names. Hardcore, parkour, 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 yeah!
That was our guest, Louis J. Gomez. Welcome to the Bye Guys.
It's not the Bye Guys.
Buddy.
I'm doing good, Ian. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Good to see you, Zach. I love the bandana. You're going to use it to cover your face. And it's just so nice to be here back on another episode of Bye Guys.
It's the highlight of my week every time.
Me too.
Ian, can we do Bye Guy Mondays until the end of quarantine? Until the end of quarantine, as we call it when Ian's involved.
Let me check my schedule. Yeah, I think I'm free.
I don't like that. Dennis, I can still tell that you have your nose and mustache under that mask.
Hey, Louis, thanks for spelling out your joke. I appreciate it.
Queer and team.
Yes.
Ian.
Queer teens, sign me up.
Look, man, we have a great show barely planned today, okay? It's going to be incredible. I'm hanging out. It's beautiful outside. It's a Saturday afternoon here in New York City. Shannon, what I need you to do on today's show.
Hey, Louis, it's Sunday.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Look at that. Also, have you noticed, Shannon, that I'm sometimes getting messed up?
Hold on. Your Wi-Fi or something crazy is happening. You're like,
yeah, it's mine because I know it's mine because this has been happening all day with different fucking meetings that I'm doing. Let me check one second. Let me check my Wi-Fi.
Louis, you sound like the world's dumbest robot.
Louis is like bad Wi-Fi because he's constantly buffering.
What? Let me process. I don't understand.
Saying I'm buff? Thanks, bro.
Oh, thanks for the compliment.
I've been getting gains in.
Louis, I love your Joe Rogan wannabe background. It looks great. The Louis Gay Gomez experience.
I connected to my 5G now. Is that better?
Don't do that. 5G is the reason Corona's around.
It's okay. It seems okay right now.
Okay. All right. Well, look at that. There we go. I apologize for everyone. See, this is the thing. This is why we will thrive. When it's all said and done, we will thrive. Ian, you need to take the mask off, okay? The problem is it's muffling your audio quality.
Louis, let me tell you something, okay? I don't want to catch corona from anyone, and I don't know. 5G could be spreading it. I could get it from your internet. You know, I know you probably don't go out with a mask because you think you can just yell and it'll go away, but I'm being as safe as possible. I may stick my dick through a hole in the wall, but I'm being safe with this virus.
Ian, do you have roommates? You have roommates, right? There's no way you make enough money to not have roommates.
I do have roommates.
So are you tracking their movements?
Yes. We wash the handles with Clorox every day. When you walk inside, you immediately wash your hands. You take your shoes off.
I also feel like that you guys open and close your doors with your assholes in your house. So that seems necessary.
Yeah, and that's also how we do handshakes.
Yeah. Look, we have a ton of stuff to talk about. Really quick, get some plugs out of the way. Ian Finance, what do you got to plug really quick?
Hey, everybody. I'd love you to check out my new cartoon with Gary Veeder called Surviving with Gary and Ian. It's about two roommates stuck together during this global Quarantine. It's very fun. Comes out every day, 11 a.m. on my Instagram at ianimal, I-A-N-I-M-A-L, and Surviving with Gary and Ian. Check it out. Thank you. I love you guys. Thanks for supporting. Bye, guys. It's my highlight of the week every Monday. And sometimes we'll have great guests on, and then other times we'll have Lewis as our guest. So thank you so much.
Guys, you know where to find me. Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics talking shit while we watch a movie. Lewis, what do you got to plug, buddy?
Thanks, pal. I'm also, Shannon, I apologize, but my shit's still fucking up. I'm going to have to reboot my my fucking computer and everything in a minute, because this has not been an issue so far with recording. So let me do plugs really quick, and then we'll reboot and we'll come right back. And I mean, honestly, you guys can keep the show going. Make it a fucking bye guy. I don't give a shit, dude. I don't give a shit. Make it bye guys. You guys can just literally talk about what cute boys while I'm rebooting my fucking.
That's what we were gonna talk about, regardless if we were being recorded.
Computer and my what is it called? I gotta reboot my career. Gotta reboot my fucking all of my relationships. Imagine you could just do that, like just turn off and turn back on your power of your life, and be like, dude, it's all fucking.
Oh, like a Zach Morris pause.
Yeah.
Pauses everything.
Zach Morris pause. Guys, check out my other podcast here on Gas Digital. Gas Digital Network, guys, home of 22 of the greatest podcasts on the planet Earth. Going to be bringing on brand new podcast this week, Without a Country, with Joe DeRosa and Corinne Fisher. I'm very excited to have those two be part of the Gas Digital family, so go subscribe to them as well. But you can get all of the Gas Digital networks right under one place, one website, over 8,000 hours of on-demand content, streaming, uncensored, ad-free. Use the promo code RAP30. Get a 30-day free trial. Get access to all of the Gas Digital library. You get access to this show before it goes to iTunes, 5 days before it goes to iTunes, YouTube, or anywhere else. It really supports us as well. You get a 30-day free trial. So go do that right now. I'm going to reboot. Guys, take over. I'll be right back.
Hey, man. I'm just glad we could give Lewis the boot. Anyway, what's new with you, Zach?
Oh, buddy. This is really taking its toll on me. I hate this. The whole quarantine thing. I went into Manhattan to grab shit at my job, and it's like fucking like it's like a zombie movie. Like everything's closed, and businesses are like boarding up in case people loot. Somebody broke into the Carvel across the street from me, and I have to feel like I'm the number one suspect. Because somebody like threw like a giant thing through the window of a Carvel, and I was like. Did I do that like a werewolf?
Yeah. You're just coming out. You just have Carvel ice cream on you, and you have like a Fuzzy the Whale shirt.
Yeah.
Like, where did it happen?
I just wake up naked in a park covered in ice cream.
Yeah, man. I've ridden my bike into Manhattan at night, and it's fucking spooky ookie dookie. It is weird, man. Like, obviously there's a homeless problem, and you always see them and you're like, no, whatever, you know, and there's like a million distractions. But to take out all the outliers and just see men reaching in a trash can alone at night and then leering at you, it's straight up out of a horror movie, man. It's creepy.
Well, also when it's you, they say, how much?
Yeah, and then, you know, I'll tell you, it's the one thing is cool, you can fuck these guys in the middle of the streets and get away with it. So I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah, just doggy style, so they don't cough in your face. No, no missionary gay homeless sex.
No, which is upsetting, but I hope things get back to normal soon.
Yeah, you just gotta kiss them on the nape of the neck for now.
Are we talking about cute boys right now? What are we doing?
We're talking about having sex with homeless men in during the pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, that is the problem right now, hooking up in general.
Oh, dude.
But I have a feeling like people that... The same people that would hook up right now let you fuck them without condoms. And that's everybody. So I got to be honest.
Who wears condoms? I look at the condom aisle and I go, who the fuck's buying these?
Yeah.
I am. Because you need to be safe if you have multiple partners. And what you do is your main person, you say, are you clean? Yes, I'm clean. And then you fuck them without a condom, and then the other people you use condoms with.
Well, you ever go to like a dollar store and like see Maxell blank cassettes still sometimes? That's how I feel when I see condoms. I'm like, this is from like high school, right? Like, like what am I supposed to do with this?
Oh, like, I thought you were gonna say you use those cassettes to record your unprotected sex.
No, he uses them to record the girl saying yes. Talking to the microphone, put it on tape.
Yeah, I can't.
This is the consent cast.
Yeah. And the problem is he has nothing to play, so he always just gets charged with rape. I need a tape deck.
Well, Ralph was telling me how he's like laying the foundation work with women now, because he says he gets a higher return rate of women responding to his weird advances.
Ralph building foundation with women means he's burying them underneath his building.
Ralph legitimately, he's got a smart game. We've talked about it plenty of times. He plays a game of numbers, but usually he said it very unapologetically. I was on the phone with him earlier today, and I was like, yeah, you know, chicks are still out there. Like, you know, I haven't really been hanging out with as many people, but you know, you can still get laid if you really want to. And he's like, oh yeah. It was like, I've been getting such a better return when I'm like, you know how I like just randomly Instagram hot girls? Because Ralph will just send him a message and be like, oh, hey, how are you? You know, we have a mutual friend, whatever it is. And then he's like, yeah, I get a way higher return. He's like, usually the return's like 2%. And I'm like, what? I was like, it's that low and you spend your time still doing it? One out of 50 girls responds to your fucking advance? I'd kill myself. Within 3 days, I would fucking kill myself.
Have I ever told you about when Ralph kept hitting on the girl from one of my movies?
No.
So she came in to do... She came in to do SDR. She's 22 and she's gorgeous. Like... her body's insane. She's beautiful. And Ralph immediately goes for her. And she tells him, I have a boyfriend who's a model. Which she does. This guy's got like a fucking 8-pack. Ralph continues to text her every week. And finally she's like, why are you? Like, I've told you. She was literally like sending Ralph like shirtless pictures of her boyfriend. Like, no, I fucked this guy.
Oh my God.
And then Ralph goes, well, why do you like everything I put on Instagram? And she goes, I have an app that likes everything that everyone I'm friends with posts. And Ralph goes, oh, I thought you were just really interested in my life.
I mean, I gotta admire his drive to have someone be like, literally, there's no chance in the world. And him being like, let me try one more time. You know,
yeah, I mean, well,
really
look,
got the drive of a rapist.
It's a game of numbers, and Ralph plays that fucking game very well. And you got to respect the disconnect from
reality?
Rejection. No, it's a disconnect from rejection. You know what I'm saying? Like, most people get rejected and they shrink down into themselves and they can't deal with it. Everybody else, or people who understand this game, understand it's like, cool, get another one out of the way, get another no out of the way. The yes is fucking coming up, baby.
At what point is it determination and just harassment?
It feels like he treats pussy like it's playing scratch offs.
Yeah, give me 20 of the $5 to see where it rides. If he gets someone to introduce him to someone, he's like, if I get laid, I'll throw you a crumb of pussy. Lewis, what are you smoking?
This is it's called a
looks like Puffco Peak. A Panna.
It's a Puffco Peak vaporizer. So but it's actually a good idea. So Ralph's not wrong now. Set the foundation now. So most of the time, guys, we just want to get fucking laid. We just want to get pussy very quickly. And right now it's not gonna happen. So if there's ever been a better time to practice your fucking game of being patient, right, acting like you're fucking interested, asking some fucking questions, now's the time to do it. There's no other way. This is actually the best case scenario for fucking dogs.
Yeah, but at what point are you telling them, look, I just want to have sex when this is over? Because then you're like building a connection, and if you're not honest about your intentions, you're really gonna hurt someone.
Shut the fuck up, Ian. You fucking queer, dude.
It's not fair to do.
What are you talking about, dude? You know, there's no, I don't have to fucking want to have something more with a woman, I can simply, you know, be having a conversation with the intent in mind to get laid. How is there anything wrong about that? In fact, how is there anything wrong about it when you admit it? Isn't it more right?
I'm saying admit it. I'm saying don't lead them on as like building an emotional connection only to fuck them and leave later, because we're
I hate that. You really think like a woman. You really do. That's some fucking notorious Mike Cannon shit.
I'm fucking, look at my rings, Lewis. What do you expect, you fucking asshole? You to lead someone on emotionally during a traumatic period in their life, I think is bad to do. If you're honest and you go, look, I just want to fuck after this, whatever, let's send nudes, let's jerk off on FaceTime, that's fine. But to like make it out like you guys are going to make it through this and be something, I think is disingenuous and wrong. I'm not saying he's doing that. I'm saying if you do that, it's a poor decision.
Nobody's doing that. That's not what I'm saying either. What I'm saying is now's the time to, instead of just saying, because most guys, here's the problem. When we reach out to a chick,
within a day or two, you're going to be like, so when do you want to meet up?
Not even that, dude. When the first time we reach out to this chick, well, for me anyway, I'm always horny. I'm always like, usually, in fact, when I'm Tindering, I'm on Tinder swiping, most of the time I'm in the process of beating off the porn and I'm like, let's see what's going on with Tinder. And then I start jerking off while I'm swiping. If I swipe on you on Tinder, I'm masturbating furiously at that time. Okay. And the problem is, as soon as you come or as soon as you get laid or whatever it is, every bit of that fucking interest is sort of out the window. Yeah. Right now, because you can't get laid, you're not just trying to hook up real quick. You can just practice your other bullshit, which, to be honest with you, when I say practice other bullshit, it's very simple. Just ask questions. Just ask questions. Act interested. Ask questions. It's fucking, dude. Sales want to, women are, Shannon, edit this part out. Women are stupid as shit, okay? They really are. They're fucking, if you want to, yeah, they are.
Yeah, nice cowboy hat, faggot. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, look at you white knighting for women in general.
I'm not white knighting.
You're white knighting for women in general. Like women just in general are great. Like, we should, oh my God, we should be celebrating every woman. Who are you?
I'll white knight for men too. I'm white knighting for humans, Lewis.
You need to not white knight for anybody, Ian. People are shitty deep down inside. What are you talking about? I know one good person. One good guy.
Who?
Nope, I just decided he's not good.
Wait, Lewis, can I propose something? You should swipe with your dick and see how many swipes until you come, like getting to the center of a Tootsie Roll pop. Yeah.
One, two,
a three, crunch. Oh, no.
Oh, no. My dick is crunched. Help. Help. Someone. I'm in quarantine. My dick.
Can you imagine having a dick-related an injury L bit in the my middle dick. Of this?
An L bit it. I don't know what happened. I got caught up in the fantasy.
Oh. Reconstructive surgery.
Oh, dude, that would be... What's the worst animal to get a blowjob from? An owl? That would be a bad one.
No, snapping turtle.
Ooh.
I think they have similar mouths. I think if you look at an owl's mouth and a snapping turtle's mouth up close, it'd be hard to tell the difference.
A snake would be good because they have such a small mouth. You get real good suction on it, I bet. You know,
a one tooth snake, because there's a really small chance he's just gonna hit the perfect angle and the tooth's gonna go right into your dick hole. You're gonna be like, ooh, and then he's gonna leave you alone. Ooh, ooh, okay.
Who made a bad choice?
Dude, a snake would suck. Just two fucking in the tip of your dick. Oh my God.
If you're lucky, the tip.
Yeah.
Oh, the balls.
What if it's ambitious and gets you like on the base?
Oh, dude.
Or like in your vein and then blood starts squirting.
Whew. What if a snake shot venom into your balls and then you give birth to snake babies?
Wow. What if you become part snake? Lewis, is that how you were turned into the Puerto Rican rattlesnake?
Dude, my dad was bit on his balls by a rattlesnake.
Lewis, the biology behind that idea is bananas. Do you think venom is cum?
I got to be honest with you guys. I would say that that is a goddamn near foolproof scientific anomaly.
I mean, that is your origin story. That's amazing. Yeah. You were born from the venom of snakes, slithering out, coming into this world to be the one, the only Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Oh. How was WrestleMania last night, Zach? I trashed it. I did a podcast last night with Colin Terrell, with H. Foley, and with Chrissy. Dude, listening to H. Foley and Colin trash Chrissy to her face, I mean, nothing made me happier. I mean, just neither of them had any respect for her. Neither of them had met her before. They were like, fuck you, you stink. It was just great. It was really good.
Foley's the best. He's hilarious.
Yeah, very funny.
It was pretty fun to be on. They shot the last match like a movie.
Undertaker.
And it was really fun.
It was
silly and fun.
Yeah. Do you think, Zach, do you think that that is going to be the future of wrestling? Like, when it goes back to regular, they're going to have one, like, cinematic match?
They've been doing that for, like, the last year or two in other companies. Mm. And I think they finally
Capital Wrestling is doing that as well, which is awesome. I thought Capital Wrestling, when I saw what they did, it's very, like, unique. Capital Wrestling, shout out on Gas Digital Network. But yeah, I really love that side of it. So you're saying they did something like that where
it was great because it hid that the fact that the Undertaker is like deep into his 50s. So like, I don't know, it didn't look like a sad old man like he usually does. Mm-hmm. Like he was a badass again. It was really fun, and it was a kind of campy, and it was like a low budget horror movie. It was really fun and silly, and it was a good distraction. Like, I didn't think it was gonna work, and I really liked it.
Yeah, now, what do you think about them doing that and risking getting coronavirus just to put on like a show? Do you think that'll lead to like athletes playing in empty stadiums and other forms of entertainment where you're like, just the entertainers are risking themselves? Like, do you think that's going to happen?
No, because Vince McMahon's crazy, and I don't think they could do this much. Like, he's out of his mind for making people come to work.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
That many people to put on a big production like that, if you figure like lighting, techs, crew, camera, that's a lot of people to put.
I don't know. Building. Well, let me say, Zach, because I don't think he's making anybody, right? I think that it's, look, I worked for the WWE, I'd fucking, if we can do it in a way where you're not putting, the problem right now is that even by going out, and I think the new thing is if you go out without a mask, now you're putting people in harm's way. So now they're shaming people that don't even want to wear masks. Like, I don't really want to wear a mask. I'm not really going around people, but, you know, there you go, Ian.
Yes.
So I don't know. It's sort of like, I feel like if people want to go into work and they're doing it in a way that's somewhat safe and they're not going around old people, at one point you got to just move on. At one point, all right, so let's just say it never goes away, right? Are you willing to give up movies? Are you willing to give up sports, entertainment? Are you willing to give up concerts, live music, theater? I mean, the stand-up comedy. Think about what we're giving up now. We're giving up fucking Six Flags. We're giving up roller coasters. We're giving up church.
I ate my way out of roller coasters a while ago.
I'm just saying you're giving up the fried Oreo stand while everyone else on the roller coaster that you get to hang out at. All right.
All that for Jeff Gurian? I don't think so.
What percentage of the population are you willing to give up to have all that back? I mean, we're not talking about, it's not even close to the number. So I'm saying like, hey, dude, this is some fucking Thanos shit, dude. 50%. I'm saying if it was 50% of the population was going to go, I'm like, dude, I'm going to see fucking Book of Mormon one day. With some chick, I'm gonna go fuck it. I'm gonna ride the King Ka at Six Flags with my son at one point. There's no amount of people that I'm willing to make this life anymore. Is that harsh? Is that crazy to say? That's including me. Fine. Let's just say, because the news, like, you can't have it both ways. Cool. So does it attack young people too? Then fine. I'm speaking for myself. I'm willing to risk myself. I'm willing to risk it.
Here's where
I'll put your gay little fucking finger. I'm sick of it. Every time Ian, like,
here's where I think you're wrong. Okay. I think right now we have to hunker down, stay the course, stay inside. let this kind of lay as it rides. And in the meantime, I just saw a thing that they're working on, a phase two of like an HIV drug that I've been on for years that is going to attack the coronavirus. And that, I think, eventually they're going to have a coronavirus flu shot.
Virus?
I got it. I got the giant.
You fucking twisted tongue pussy. How did it feel?
I think.
How did it feel? Everyone, hold on. Everyone, tweet at Ian the word virus right now. Just the word virus. What a fool. He's trying to say something smart and then like a fucking asshole. He just fucking stumbles along.
Sorry.
Virus. You're turning virus.
I have the virus. So I think eventually we're going to get a flu shot. I think it's going to be like that. Eventually we'll go back to normal and we will have all those things. But before then, I think it's irresponsible to go out of the house without a mask. That's what I think. I think if you do those things, we could go, if we figure out a way, like if you wear masks, you can live your life. I think more people will slowly back into.
No, stop controlling it. Stop giving up control. Google's tracking our fucking things now. It's like, no,
they've always been tracking us.
I know, man, but it's like now I'm being told that I have to wear a mask now. I don't like it. It's just they keep on making it. They're like, comply. I'm like, no, stop fucking touching me, dude. The fuck away from me.
Now you know how it feels.
I'm gonna walk to the park. Get the fuck away from me, okay? It's like, no. Now you gotta put on a mask. Touch. Prod. I mean, this is fucking crazy.
I mean,
get away from me.
You know what I think? I think this is not the worst thing that happens. It's an experiment to see how willing we are to listen and do what we're told under the guise of safety. And then we're going to get better. And then an even bigger thing is going to come. And it's going to get real fucking gnarly with the military keeping us inside. And then the new world order will take over as we welcome our Chinese overlords. Anyway, check out my cartoon, Surviving with Gary and Ian, every day at 11 a.m.
Also, all I needed to do was plug in my computer. Apparently, my computer's not plugged in. All of its systems start shutting down, and it doesn't work as well. So that's why my computer's been perfect the whole time. And now the stream, I figured out. I got my microphone. I'm getting a new camera, too. I'm so excited. I'm setting up my bedroom. I'm going to have a fucking incredible studio. I might just move to LA now. I've decided I can probably just do Legion of Skanks. Me and Big J and Dave don't like each other enough, so we could probably do Legion of Skanks like this. Zach, I can convince you to come to LA. It's probably. Not going to be that. What are we doing out here? What are we doing in New York? It sucks here. You're not invited. Don't even try to invite yourself to my LA relocation.
I'm relocating to LA. We're going to have not. Fun. I'm going to be a big time actor. It'll be great. Once I start making money, I'll get you guys little gifts. It'll be really fun.
We could all live in a house together, guys. How fun would that be?
The real ass house.
Oh, buy house.
Buy house.
That's our fucking reality show. It's just us fucking guys. I'm not even gay or bi. Oh my God, dude, I really want to get on TV. You know?
Oh, that's great.
Kick you out like Puck in a fucking week. You would stick your finger in fucking Ian's AIDS peanut butter.
I'm Pedro. I call me Pedro. I'll be brave.
It's a true story. I'm also dressed like a bi guy. I'm dressed most like the bi guy out of everybody here.
I love it. We're rubbing off on you. It's amazing.
Real quick.
I love it. We're slowly injecting sensitivity into the masses where we can look at things in a different way, but still be masculine motherfuckers.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you, man. I like exploring my feminine side a little bit on the show, which is really nice.
Yeah, me too.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Blue Chew, which is... I mean, I love Blue Chew. I love Blue Chew, Zach.
Yes, you do, and so do I.
Yeah, it is changing my fucking life. Shannon, be honest about this. We always joke around about the sex that we've had. We've never actually had sex, okay? We've made out a bunch.
On the record.
We've made out, we've 69'd a few times. I've played with her boobs, I mean, countless times. But that's it. But have you ever had sex with a man that's used Blue Chew, Shannon?
No, I haven't had sex in the period of time that Blue Chew has been a sponsor on any of the shows.
And do you guys hear how sad Shannon sounds all the time? Sad. Do you know why that is?
No Blue Chew in her life. No Blue Chew dick. You get these fucking semi-hard penises, okay? Guess what, Shannon? Guess what? Me and Zach, We're going to double team with some Blue Chew. We're going to double team with some Blue Chew. That's right. It's your birthday. Happy birthday, Shannon. Blue Chew, if you don't know what it is essentially a performance enhancement drug for the bedroom. It's the same active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis, so you know it works. It works in a fraction of the time at a fraction of the price, okay? Blue Chew is cheaper. There's no doctor's visits. You get the prescription right online. There's an online physician that you deal with. You do a consultation. It takes like 10 minutes, and then you get a prescription for Blue Chew, and they mail it to you in your fucking mailbox, Zach. No going to the doctor. No waiting in line.
Awkward conversations. It comes to your house in discreet packaging.
I love it. Okay. And also, do you want to go take up a space in one of these hospitals right now? What are you, fucking crazy? What are you, a piece of shit? Get Blue Chew to your door, okay? Stop being a fucking lunatic. You're going to kill somebody by being in a hospital right now, okay? Get Blue Chew to your door, and we're going to actually give you a pretty incredible deal because we're going to let you try Blue Chew for free. It's a chewable pill. Takes 45 minutes to kick in, and we're going to give you a free trial of it. All you got to do is use the promo code RAP. You get a free trial of Blue Chew. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. $5 shipping, free Blue Chew. Come straight to your door. Get a big hard cock. Show your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your cousin, your fucking uncle, whoever it is you want to impress. Guess what? They're going to be like, wow, is this really you? Is this you? They're going to do the Blue Chew dance. Zach, do the Blue Chew dance for everybody.
Do the Blue Chew dance.
For the video, if you're not video listening, you guys, video listening is a new thing that I do. I video listen to movies. I video. Video listening.
Imagine the Bushwhackers with both their arms were hard cocks. Pounding you in your pussy and asshole.
Imagine.
That's what Blue Chew is.
Imagine that.
But just one at a time. Blue Chew does not give you an extra cock. Please know that right now.
BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com. That is the website. Use that website. Use the promo code RAP, R-A-P. Get a free trial. Just pay $5 shipping. And that's that. All right, let's get back into it. Is that a picture of the Rockers behind you, Zach?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's awesome.
We understand when Shawn Michaels put Marty Jannetty through the barbershop window, awesome. That like me and my sister, like I was watching that live Saturday morning. I mean, when it happened, I was watching. Okay. This is like prime time, as much into wrestling as I had ever been. And I watched my sister who, Shannon, if you want to look up the year that this happened, if I had to guess, I had to be 8. My sister had to be 10.
Right? Like 92.
Yeah, it couldn't have been much past that. I couldn't have been more, maybe 9. I mean, yeah. I got to figure out what year, regardless. But I watched my sister, who was 2 years older, fall in love with Shawn Michaels in this. I watched her little fucking child vagina just sort of dripping as Marty Jannetty, who, and I'm a little kid. I'm just like, no, he's your friend. Stop. So what are you doing? And Shawn Michaels, like a badass, just fucked his boy. And they had been building it up for weeks. You don't understand. Like, Shawn Michaels, there had been a few times where, you know, Marty was in the ring getting his ass kicked, and Shawn just fucking said, you know what, dude, he's getting all cocky. He was into his look. He left him to get his ass kicked in the ring. So we should have seen it coming.
Was this honestly. Royal Rumble, Lewis? Was it Royal Rumble?
No. This was
it's just Shawn Michaels' barbershop.
Pull it up. In fact, pull up the video. Shawn Michaels putting Marty Jannetty through the barbershop window.
Those like early 90s colors of like them having like those like neon colors and like the things hanging off their arms, that like is etched in my mind forever.
Yeah, because you're a little faggot and you got turned on by it.
Yeah, well, at least I'm not talking about my sister's girl pussy.
I think the barbershop thing, you know, when people talk about the Mandela effect, like that you remember things incorrectly.
Yeah.
That's what people remember him. Super kicking him through the window.
No, not super kicked him and threw him.
Then threw him through it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people think he kicked him through it.
No.
That's how they remember it.
Have you seen Marty Jannetty now?
Woo!
I saw Marty Jannetty wrestle Jim the Anvil Neidhart at the Orange County Fairgrounds in 1997. And the entire crowd, led by me, just chanted Sean and Brett the whole match.
Dude, like, one of the things that I did not anticipate getting into wrestling, like, actually performing, is that people would tell me stories about all those people and how sad their fucking lives are. And now I don't even want to make fun of, like, yeah. Neidhart was a mess.
I'm sure, yeah, all these guys were. What happened? Did you watch New Jack's thing yet?
It was awesome! Dude, he straight up after all these years into the camera, goes, I told Paul Heyman before I went out for the mass transit incident. He goes, people are going to be talking about this for the next 10 years, the whipping I put on this white boy. And when I watched that, I was like, dude, this guy's a puss. Like, the fat guy that he cut his forehead open?
Yeah.
What a pussy. Mine was way worse.
Mm-hmm. Dude, yeah, yours was fucking psychotic.
When New Jack had that guy on top of the thing and he threw him off, he said the guy was like, I can't feel my legs. And New Jack, right before off goes, don't matter, you're not going to need them.
Yeah.
Dude, him tasing him on top of the scaffolding is the scariest shit in the world.
Oh, my God.
We did two parts. We should put it out. Somebody actually tweeted at me saying we should put out the two-part New Jack series with Legion of Skanks just to capitalize on it.
You definitely should.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because New Jack was fucking hardcore on those shows.
Dude, my friend added New Jack on Instagram and goes, New Jack, is this really you? And New Jack just sent him back the knife emoji a bunch of times.
Jesus Christ.
Didn't he slap you, Lewis, on the chest?
No, he clotheslined
him.
Oh, my God. What was that like?
He was cool. He wasn't trying to hurt me. I didn't realize how cool he was until
Chuck Payne fucking
Chuck Payne leveled me. Dude, Chuck Payne hit me when he clotheslined me. It was like he was almost like he was trying to. Every person that ever said pro wrestling wasn't real, he wanted to, in just this one moment, he wanted everyone to know. And I understand what's going on. Like, there's a weird subculture with pro wrestling, which it's like, it's very, like, it's almost bizarre. It's counterproductive to the business side of it, right? So, if you're not taking it seriously, guys that take it seriously are sort of like, fuck you, dude. This is not a game. This is my life. This is my livelihood. And for you to come in and to sort of make a mockery of it, you're sort of making a mockery of this. It's almost like, it's like magician's code. It's like, don't fucking, don't tell the secrets. You know what I'm saying? It's like and it's stupid to people that aren't in that world. But if you're in that world, it's very fucking serious. Comedians do this all the time. We talk about this shit like it's fucking the Bible. And then people that aren't comedians are like, dude, who cares? You wore shorts on stage? Go fuck yourself. Nobody gives a fuck. Okay. So in pro wrestling, the two things that I noticed, right? So the Chuck Payne, we were doing it with him and he did have a chip on his shoulder where I felt like, okay, and for you guys that don't know the backstory, me and Harrington did like a mock MMA fight. It was like light sparring at Skankfest last year. And then we did a pro wrestling thing where I after the MMA fight, I kept on hitting Harrington. And then Ari brought out Chuck Payne, who's this big, badass, 6'5" pro wrestler. And he kicked my ass at the end of the thing. And it was cool. And, but you could tell there was a chip on his shoulder where he was like, I'm going to fucking hit you. You'd be expecting that clothesline. And like in my mind, I'm going like, or just don't. Hey, dude. You could just go 50%, dude. You could literally go 50%. I promise you I'll sell it.
Yeah.
I promise you I'm not going to make it look stupid. And when he fucking clotheslined me, like it was a truck hitting me in the fucking chest. It was brutal. I bit my tongue. I mean, it was irresponsible on his end because the reality was he could have really injured me.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fine, but it's like, dude, just fucking be fucking careful. I think that's not great either, especially because I wasn't making a mockery of it. I did take it somewhat seriously, right? But the other side,
when he clotheslined me in Nashville,
yeah,
he was showing me how to take it, and I go, hey, what if the timing's a little off? Like, is there anything to fix that? And he goes, if you fuck this up, I'm gonna knock your fucking head off.
Yeah, that's it. Simple as that. Yeah,
those were my options.
It sucks. And when New Jack did it, New Jack pulled it. And I realized that. And I thought when New Jack leveled me, I thought I was like, oh, that was harder than I thought it was going to be. You know what I'm saying? But I played it up on the show as well. But New Jack was actually really cool. Like, he knew what was going on. He knew he was on a show. He wasn't trying to hurt me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was trying to show, you know. And I realized how fucking much New Jack was being kind because New Jack is bigger than Chuck, actually. Substantially bigger. New Jack's very tall. He's a big motherfucker. And just scary. Like, I think New Jack would make Chuck Payne piss his pants. Like, just in real life, I think New Jack could stare at Chuck Payne and Chuck Chain would start to fucking cry and whimper. New Jack is a terrifying individual. Dude, you look at his forehead and you get lost at the scars. Like, you're looking at a magic eye book. You're like, is that a dinosaur? What? Oh, he has a knife. Never mind. Let me run.
It's just like a kaleidoscope. It just keeps coming at you.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking nuts, dude.
Can you imagine looking at New Jack's head on mushrooms?
Dude, we gotta get you back.
Getting fucked by New Jack, and you just look at that coming at you over and over. You're like, oh god.
It was. Oh, here are we showing that? Yeah, there he is. Oh my god! Imagine he's just mad at you. You're like, I gotta just deal with this in life. It's fucking terrifying. So, the other time that I knew that, or where I got the sense about pro wrestling, where it was like you almost like got a respect, it was when I went to go train. I went to go place. I forget the name of the place. I don't even know if I would name it if I could. But when I went to go train with the Capital Wrestling guys, they brought me to a place. I think it was up in the Bronx, and the guy who owned the place was like not cool with me being there. Like they had to like, they brought me in and they had already pitched him on me being in there. And then he saw me and saw us talking. Then he was again, then he was sort of like, no, I don't, he was a big Spanish guy, the Dominican guy. And he, there was like, I could just see like, there was a little bit of a thing happening behind the scenes where it was like, they're like, no, we understand what we're doing. Like we're trying, you know, and they told me, they're like, yeah, dude, like they don't want to show outsiders. You know, it's not a game to them. And I'm going like, well, maybe you should have some seminars for outsiders. You know, doesn't this place, isn't there a fee to come and train here? What are you doing? It's like, I'm fucking paying just like the next guy, but it's a very weird code,
you know?
And then you trained with Johnny, right?
Yeah. Who was great.
Yeah. He's phenomenal. But he, talk about Trout, dude. There's a video of him in Ring of Honor. You ever heard of Low-Ki? He looks like you. And there's a video of him in Ring of Honor. Johnny's like 18, and Low-Ki beats the shit out of him in the middle of the ring. I mean, really? Full kicks to the skull. So that's how Johnny was trained. I think just like respect. I think Johnny was 18. And Low-Ki was trying to make an example of him. Because Low-Ki, I think, is one of those dudes.
Yeah, that's crazy. But that's like a whole fucking crazy, weird, like, world. And I think it was even like, I mean, I think in the world of pro wrestling before, like, it was like as Hollywood as it is now. I mean, that's what it was. Like, the Bob Backlund days. Like,
they didn't tell you it was predetermined until you were halfway done training. They taught you how to hook people. And shit. And then eventually they would smarten you up to the point where even like if you were like a photographer, you weren't supposed to know.
When I went to the WrestleMania 10 fan festival, that was the first time I had met big pro wrestlers for the first time. I met Classy Freddie Blassie and I met George the Animal Steel when I was way younger at some like comic book thing. Like they just happened to be there and they were, you know, they had a bunch of wrestlers and those were two of the names. So I met those guys when I was younger, but I went to the WrestleMania 10 fan festival and it was essentially, you know, in the garden, whatever that other section of the garden is, I forget what it's called. The entire floor turned into meet and greet games. You get to go into a ring. I mean, it was so fucking cool. As a kid, it was actually cooler than going to WrestleMania. I went to WrestleMania 10 fan festival, and then I went to WrestleMania 11 and the WrestleMania 11 fan festival. But for WrestleMania 10, I didn't go to WrestleMania 10. I was at the Garden. I only went to the fan festival. And I remember when I met Shawn Michaels the first time, because he's such a pretty boy. You know, I remember meeting him, and then I shook his hand, and he had these big fucking sausage fucking fingers and big grizzled fucking hands. Big fucking, it's a Shawn Michaels. It wasn't a big wrestler, 6'1", 230 pounds. Like he wasn't even a big, but there's a toughness to his hand, whatever it was. I just remember this is maybe the gayest thing I've ever said. This luckily is a bi guy show, but there was something about this man's hands and he had his fingernails were shitty. They were like these little smudge of fingernails, like just really shitty, but they were calloused and big and fucking meaty. And I remember he looked a little bit dirtier in real life. Like he looked like he just fucking hadn't showered. You know what I'm saying? And he was just sort of like in the pro wrestling world, it was like, you know, he's a sexy boy, but you realize those outfits probably stunk. And he only had one of the fucking red ones with the fucking little mirrors on it. You know
what I'm saying? When he came down on the zip line, it chafed his crotch. He got like a rash and that started to stink.
Yeah, dude. He wasn't like Hollywood. He was like a grizzled fucking like Southern guy.
Well, he's like from Texas and he's like hunting and like killing animals and just like ripping their fucking hearts out.
Yeah, and they're like, and I'm the sexy boy. Sexy boy. Dude, his father wouldn't speak to him after he took that character on.
Do you remember
No, you're a faggot. Do you remember your character? You're a faggot.
Do Do you remember Sapphire, the black lady that used to come out with Dusty Rhodes?
Oh, do I remember Sapphire? Of course. That made no sense to me, too. I was like, there's no way Dusty Rhodes isn't racist. This is not realistic.
So I listened to a podcast all about Miss
Sweet,
Elizabeth.
Sweet Sapphire, you jigaboo.
You got me there.
Good. Sorry.
I'm all about Sensational Sherry. And so I guess Sapphire was embarrassed to shower around the other girls.
Aw, how sad is that?
But she wouldn't wash her gear either, and she stunk because she was wrestling every night. So Sensational Sherry's like, hey, you got to shower. She's like, oh, I'm not comfortable. So Sherry beat the shit out of her, dragged her by the hair into the shower, and forcibly washed her. Oh, and it was like, he again goes, this will happen every week that you don't shower before we wrestle.
Anthony Cumia jerks off to that story.
Like, imagine being in an industry where you're like, I showed up to work a little stinky, so my coworker beat the shit out of me, and everyone laughed.
I get it, dude. Remember, in high school, I was on the wrestling team for like 2 weeks, and I just couldn't. I couldn't run. That was my problem. In wrestling, there was so much running. It was so much running that I hated it. I hated running. I never ran a mile till I was 26 years old. Or I did. That's not true. I ran the mile my senior year of high school. I finally, my coach wouldn't pass me unless I ran the mile. But I remember in my wrestling team, you essentially had to wrestle your way onto junior varsity. It was either freshman, junior varsity, or varsity, right? And I was in the unlimited weight class, which was anything above whatever it was, right? So there was heavyweight was this, and then unlimited was this and above. And it was me, and there was a senior who was in the unlimited. And he had just been the unlimited kid on the team, on the varsity team. So I didn't even have an opportunity. I was wrestling to either be on junior varsity or be on varsity. There wasn't even a freshman unlimited. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I was like, cool, I'm on junior varsity. At the very least, I'm on junior varsity.
They used to call mentally slow people limited, which is hilarious. You know, limited.
Limited Jay Gomez.
Dude, this fucking kid, he stunk so badly. His body, it made me want to puke. Ugh, I'm thinking about it right now. It's making me so sick. As soon as he touched me, I smelled him, and I just laid on my back, and I let him pin me, and that was that. And I have, to this day, I have to guess that has to be 90% of his victories was how bad he fucking smelled, and people were just like, I'm not doing this.
Oh, God, imagine the ringworm that kid got. Ugh. Just sweaty mats and gross. That was the worst part of wrestling. You had to wrestle, get the shit kicked out of you, and then clean everything up. You had to, like, wash the mats.
Were we on the wrestling team, Ian?
Yeah, I wrestled when I was younger.
Hold on. Ian, just answer that question in a very strange way.
Yeah. I should show you.
I said, were you on the wrestling team, Ian? He said, yeah. I wrestled when I was younger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I wrestled a bunch of dicks into my mouth, too. That's a weight class I was in.
2 points.
Reverse.
Dewey, escape.
Assume the position. Yeah, I wrestled, man. And you know what black kids used to do? When you would lock up, they'd rub their hair on your chin to fucking get over on you.
Oh, sorry, guys. I apologize. I was trying to look up. I asked people to submit questions. Let's see here, guys. Shannon, didn't we used to do a question segment on the show?
Way back in the day.
Yes, and they started getting really shitty, so we did it less and less, and then just stopped.
Shannon, you know what? We're back. We're bringing the question segment back. I asked this one on Twitter today, so. All right, here we go. This is Chris from Brooklyn, High Society Radio. Shout out to High Society Radio. Shout out. You guys are fucking still putting out great content during these quarantines. Here we go. Chris from Brooklyn wants to know, if those guys spit roast you, who takes the mouth, who takes the butt? That's a fucking great question.
Wow. I've been in a threesome before, and I really
with two loved, guys.
No, a guy and a girl, and I really loved the mouth. That was my favorite part.
Wait, hold on, time out. Wait a minute.
What?
Okay, you've double teamed a chick.
Yeah.
Oh, who hasn't? Come on.
Yeah, that's not fucking anything, Ian.
No, so I'm saying if I was with you, I would fuck you in the mouth because that way I know you'd shut the fuck up.
See, I go the other way. I would want Ian to take the ass because he has much more experience penetrating a man's anus than I do.
Oh, interesting. I would be in rhythm with you so that you would...
Guys, everyone shut the fuck up. They're not asking you guys how you would spit roast me.
Yes,
they're saying how I would want to be spit roasted by you guys. And then I think if you're going to answer the question is how you'd want to be spit roasted by the other two guys on the Bye Guys show right now. It's not all about just fucking me and fucking my mouth.
Yeah, it is. I got really excited.
You guys are really making this gay. I'm trying to make it...
I would hold on to your cowboy hat and then just slide you up and down while Zach's just fucking you in the ass. And be like, this is for fucking me for all those years.
I would take the hat and be like, Daddy wears the hat.
All right, so here's the thing.
I'd be like, who's the rattlesnake now, bitch?
I'm assuming Zach has a smaller dick than Ian, so immediately.
Yes, definitely. I've seen photos.
So immediately you go, okay, do I want obviously the smaller dick in my butt?
Are you shaved?
My butt?
You have a hairy butt?
I don't shave my butt, but no, I don't think my butt's particularly hairy.
I don't like hairy butts.
Who likes hairy butts?
Some guys do.
No guys like hairy butts.
Some guys like otters. Some guys like hairs. But when it comes to me, I don't like hair to be there.
That was the gayest Dr. Seuss.
Now, Ian, I will say this on Lewis's behalf. He has a fat, shapeless ass.
Yeah. So here's my problem.
It's like, it would be like fucking a beanbag chair.
Can I tell you why I'm leaning toward Ian taking my butt and Zach taking my mouth?
Whoa, why?
Okay. Because at first it seems like, oh, you don't want a bigger dick in your butt. Does Ian have a big fat cock? No.
He's got a decent piece.
I got a nice piece. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's just right.
And so, call me Baby Bear.
So here's the thing, right? It's only going to really suck going in. Once it's in, right? Zach trying to smash his little dick and fat front fupa into my fat, flabby, shapeless ass. Nobody's ever coming. It's just going to be a long time of fat mashing.
And that Prince Albert in your ass might get weird. And then you think him fucking your ass is the worst part, and you just feel all that weight go down in your lower back.
Yeah, dude. It's
a reminder that you're getting fucked.
Oh, yeah. If I dug my thumbs into, like, the small of your back and really put my weight down.
He's fucking sweating, just pouring.
But here's
pouring
the thing,
his fucking Faygo sweat onto my fucking back. I can, like, just deal with it. As I'm sucking a fat dick. A fat dick is just jammed into my mouth, and then Ian's like, oh, yeah. I gotta make eye contact with Ian as well.
I'm holding you by the nape of your neck, and I'm like, you like that, Lewis? Are you a good boy?
Yeah.
Speak it, Lewis. But also, if I fucked you in the ass, I'm a very giving and thoughtful lover. I would, you know, make you, I'd jerk you off. I'd help your ball. I'd make you feel good.
It's not going to happen, dude. You'd be jerking off a flabby, flaccid dick.
You would come so hard.
No, it's not. You're annoying me even more. Now another part of my body is being fucking jerked and jammed into. Leave my dick alone. You're not going to make me come. You're not making me feel good. You're just making me a little self-conscious that my dick is as small as it's ever been.
This is Lewis trying when I try to suck his dick. Stop it. Don't. You can't enter.
Yeah, dude, my fucking dick is going into my ass. Zach's jamming his fucking fat ass into me. You're fucking my mouth. You're trying to touch my dick. I'm smacking your hand away. This sucks. This is hell. Truly hell. What you're describing is truly my own personal hell. So leave my fucking dick alone. Let me have my...
You're like fucking comedians, do you, Lewis? Where you can fuck all the comedians in the world.
Yeah, Lewis. Oh, fuck, Lewis. I'm going to come.
All right, this is good. Reverend Hamhead wants to know, what are the top five snacks of the apocalypse?
Ooh.
We'll just say top three. What are you snacking on? Ladies and gentlemen, it's a new segment. What are you snacking on? Shannon, have like
it's
some
the apocalypse. Do, 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 do. You gotta put something in your lips. Do, 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 do. You go to the fridge. What gives? Grab a snack. It's a snack attack, Jack.
What are you snacking on? So, Ian, we're top three snacks right now. What are you snacking on?
Top three snacks right now. I'm taking tortillas. I'm putting...
I'm dipping them in cum. Men's pubes. I'm throwing them on like sprinkles.
I'm slowly creeping into my roommate's room and sniffing his ass.
What are you snacking on, Ian? my male roommate's toenails. Yeah. I pull them out of the ashtray and I chew them.
He wakes up and I'm just...
Oh, they were still on his body in your fantasy. Yeah. I like it.
He's dreaming that there was a caterpillar on his foot.
Ian, what are you snacking on?
Well, let me tell you, Lewis. I'm taking tortillas. I'm taking pepper jack three cheese, sprinkling on. I'm taking some queso, putting that on there. Canadian bacon, toasting it, cooking it up. Nom, nom, nom. First snack. Second snack, guacamole. Third snack, I made spaghetti and meatballs, and it was good.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what he's snacking on. Zach, what are you snacking on?
I bought a gallon of popcorn kernels right before this, unrelated to the pandemic. So we've been making a lot of popcorn.
He's
not even
cooking them, he snorts them.
A lot of popcorn, a lot of chips and salsa, and then mac and cheese with hot dogs.
Oh, a child's meal.
Yeah.
I want it back.
Yeah.
Steady big time.
Yes. Yep. That's a single parent meal for one. Delicious. Hey, Louis, I gotta ask, what are you snacking on?
Right now, I'm snacking on raspberry stuffed with brie. That's been my new little snack.
Wow. You bougie motherfucker.
Yeah, that is very bougie. I've also been enjoying... these wasabi sesame crackers with hummus. Loving it. Loving it. Feeling very good. Gluten-free. Also enjoying it. And then, you want me to get naughty?
Yeah.
You want me to be a bad boy?
Yeah, be bad.
You guys want me to be a bad boy?
I want you to be bad, Lewis. Be a little bad.
Lewis, Ian and I just fucked you. You go into the kitchen.
What are you snacking on?
It's time to nom, nom, nom that shame away.
Lewis, what's your top three just got fucked in the ass and mouth shame food?
Last night, I asked my son what he wanted for dinner. He said pizza. I was like, fine, let's get pizza. No pizza places are open. Very limited pizza options right now. So I ordered from Papa John's.
Always open.
Papa John's, they don't care. Just saying the N-word, staying open during the coronavirus. Papa John, don't give a fuck, doggy.
It's like Compound.
Yeah. Anthony Cumia is Papa John. Papa John is Anthony Cumia.
Papa Cumia.
Dude, Papa Cumia, they showed up. Pepperoni pizza, some pepperoncinis. I forget that they just give you a little tub of butter. They're like, hey, fatty, you want some butter for your pizza? Be like, that doesn't even go with pizza. They're like, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Like, what? Butter's never been a topping for pizza, you fat fucks.
That's how bad their pizza is and how smart they are. Because if you got anything and they're like, would you like to dip this in garlic butter? And you're like, oh, yeah, this is great.
The tub of butter.
Yeah.
That's
garlic butter saw, baby.
That's why when Zach fucks you, he gives you melted butter.
That's my lube.
You're getting fucked and you're licking the melted butter.
Dude.
Oh, you give it to him like a horse? Come here, buddy.
Strap it to my face.
Lewis has blinders on just so he can have a dead stare looking straight ahead.
And then they had, for dessert, they have a brownie that's pretty goddamn good.
Wow. So you are eating very rich and bougie on one end and then just like a piece of trash on the other.
Yeah.
Really just a spectrum of snacks.
Spectrum.
Mm. Just a spectrum of snacks.
Is Papa John's the worst pizza?
Well, Domino's might be worse technically. I mean, it's really up for debate. You know, potato, patata. It's not.
I think Domino's is slightly better.
I like Domino's pizza more. If I'm choosing Domino's.
Little Caesars. Little Caesars.
Can you hang up on him, Shannon?
Little Caesars. Regular pie is terrible.
Nobody likes Little Caesars.
Square pie, very good. Sometimes.
Pizza Hut is sort of. Pizza Hut is a weird, like, what's going on here? Why do I like this? This isn't okay. This isn't even pizza. Like, they just took the ingredients of pizza and they mashed it into their own pizza-like thing.
What about a New York slice? What do you think?
The best New York slice?
Yeah. Joe's on Carmine and Bleecker. That's my favorite. Ray's the worst.
Everyone says Joe's.
Ben's pizza can suck a dick in hell.
No, Ben's is solid pizza, dude. You're wrong about that.
Yeah, I agree with Lewis.
You're wrong. Ben's pizza is great. In fact, if you're looking at the grandma slice, Ben's pizza, this is from the intro to the Louis show right by the Comedy Cellar. Their grandma slice, in my opinion, might be the best grandma slice in New York. And I like grandma slices regular slices. So
Ben's pizza has good specialty pizzas, but their regular cheese pepperoni sucks. If you want just a regular slice, regular, Joe's is a place to go. I will
be honest with you. We don't even know. We don't even know. The best one is probably just some fucking dumb pizza burrito on 81st and York or some shit.
Remember that dollar slice across the street from the old LOL? That was like my favorite dollar slice ever.
That's a terrible pizzeria.
But so was LOL, and it made LOL like worth it to go and get that pizza. I thought. Damn.
And after your set, you could get 6 whole slices with your pay.
Listen, if you guys are watching the show, please tweet at me at Luis J. Gomez. Let me know, what are you snacking on? We'd love to hear what you guys are snacking on. We'll share those suggestions.
We could have a recipe segment.
Ooh.
Cooking at home with the Bye Guys.
Cooking at home with the Bye Guys. It can be, all right, check this out. This is a beautiful idea. Love this. Cooking at home with the Bye Guys. It has to be gay plates.
Yeah.
Like not the plates themselves, like the what you cook.
The design.
Somehow. It could be phallic. It could just be fucking fruity and gay. You might just say, hey, dude, I'm having a fucking pink-themed fucking, you know, taco night.
I'm making...
No, tacos are the least gay thing you could eat. Tacos are off the Bye Guy menu.
What? Tacos can be gay.
They're pussy-shaped, Ian.
Yeah, but if you fill them with
fine, meat, if you make them, you have to just throw them at the wall and be like, ew.
Tacos can be gay if you have a visceral reaction.
Yeah, you're like, ew, I'm allergic.
Yeah. Ugh. If you lick them once and they go, this was a bad idea.
I don't know what I'm doing. let me see if I have any more questions. We're gonna wrap this one up in just a minute here. This
Shannon, really what are you show. Snacking on other than that oh, big shit. Bottle of vodka?
Shannon, what are you snacking on?
Nothing particularly fun. I've been eating like
look at
soup
that face, yeah.
Soup and with like a piece of like toasted Ezekiel bread, which is, you know, gluten free, has flax seeds in it. So I'm trying to be healthy.
Hell yeah. What are you snacking on? Well, give me your meals today, Shannon. What are you snacking on today?
I had a vegan burger and some broccoli.
I had broccoli too.
Good cat.
Mm-hmm. In the morning, every morning I wake up and I make an egg, a little bit of bacon, broccoli, and spinach. And a coffee, and that's how I start my day.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys exercising?
I start tomorrow.
Oh, I bet. Well, the episode, it's Sunday, but the episode comes out Monday, so I'll start Tuesday.
Is today Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
I'm going to start tomorrow. I'm going to start doing at-home workout exercises.
Like what?
Just body weight stuff. I have one kettlebell. I have a band.
Salty Black Flower.
Yeah, my band's coming. We're going to just play music.
We're going to work it out. We're going to
sweat while we fucking jam, dude. We're going to fucking live.
Sergio Chacon does workouts every day, like on his Instagram. He does it live, and you can watch him because he's like a trainer, and that's been helping some people.
Yeah, I mean, do you think you're like letting us know that like that's a thing in the world that people have at-home workouts that they're doing? There's a million people, Ian.
No, I'm trying to plug a friend's thing.
He doesn't like you.
What?
Sergio specifically said that he doesn't like you. He told me
not
that.
Not true. Today's Sunday, but it must be opposite day. Lewis, you're funny. Anyway, continue.
That was actually hurtful.
That means it felt good.
Shannon, have you been working out at home?
No, that's like, my eating hasn't been terrible, but I haven't had the motivation to work out. I really need to start.
Shannon, why don't we do some sort of workout series that people could join us for, and a real ass podcast workout series where me and you we just fucking do yoga.
Naked yoga, yeah.
A real ass workout from home.
I actually had a sponsor send me a yoga mat that's still like on my floor in its bag, but I have a yoga mat for it. We can do it.
That's great.
I need to do something. It's going to be real bad coming out of this.
Ian, will you do a character named Yoga Matt? As a yoga teacher named Matt?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Go.
Namaste.
Oh, it's Yoga Matt, everyone.
Hey, gang. Yoga Matt here. I just want you to breathe in your roommate's underwear. Breathe out.
Yoga Matt, get out of my room.
No, I'm helping. Yes. Blowjob pose.
You're mad, just a fucking gay rapist.
Oh, I have so much chi for you. I'm going to chi everywhere.
Dude, Yoga Matt is just a gay rapist. It's the best character ever.
Now, we're going to do some meditation. Just allow your body to relax. Don't pay attention to the hands. Don't pay attention to the sniffing. Just lay, relax, center yourself. If you drift away into realizing what's going on, let yourself drift back and say it's not happening.
Yoga Matt specializes in teaching straight guys yoga.
Welcome to Yoga's Matt Day Retreat. We're going to take all the memories made today and have them retreat away from your head, bury it down, deep down, like my dick in your ass. And what I'm going to need you to do is to just not tell anyone.
But he would call it something like yoga for real guys. Yeah, yoga. And then you get the dude yoga.
Straight up yoga. Straight up now yoga.
Straight up, yo, gonna feel this dick in that ass.
Oh, shit. Yeah. There was really no other. They don't ask any good questions.
I thought What's Your Snack was great.
What's Your Snack is a good one. It's a whole new segment now that we've had on the show. What are you snacking on?
Yeah, what you snack? We need some music for it.
What are you snacking on?
What you snacking on, Willis?
All right. Last one. This guy just says, this is Big Daddy Tittle says, go fuck yourself, Gomez. I like that. All right.
Leave my friend alone. That's what I say.
Shannon, what's the death toll up to for Corona? Let's wrap it up because we got to keep track here.
Hold on one sec.
Because we have a get. What's the bet now?
I don't
for next Friday? What was the numbers?
Hold on. I don't remember what the terms of the bet were, but I do have the numbers.
Dude, Renan Hirschberg had the funniest joke. He goes, Trump said he could walk in Fifth Avenue and kill someone and get away with it. He was off by 300,000.
That's hilarious.
Okay, so the total today is 68,499. So
is that the world or America?
That's the world.
Okay.
So it went up a few thousand from yesterday when we recorded. And everyone has bets on April 10th, what we think the death toll is going to be.
Yeah, April 10th. And what was my bet?
Yours was 105,400.
And one.
Yeah, and one.
But here's the thing. What's the population of the world? It's like 3.5 billion, right?
Hold on.
I'm willing to give up 1.75 billion people to have
King
movie
Ka.
Theaters. King Ka.
For 3 seconds of fun, 1.5 billion people are gone.
Goodbye.
It says 8 billion people is the current.
Oh, wow. That's way more than I thought. I thought it was like around 3 or 4.
I mean, in the grand, it's hard to keep perspective whenever I'm dying around this, but in the grand scheme of things, I don't know, man. I just hope something happens where while we're staying indoors during this time, something's figured out so that we can go back into society. But I'm willing to take a break for a minute just so more people won't be at risk, you know?
You're stupid, Ian. You're a sheep.
Bad thing to say. I'm a sheep as you fucking do a drug.
Drugs are fucking awesome. Nobody does drugs.
Drugs are fucking awesome.
Nobody's fucking doing drugs, dude. You're fucking gay.
Hold on. Can I do some punch up on that?
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, because you're a sheep and I'm the goat. Greatest of all time. Bah!
Hell yeah. Did I just bah?
Yeah.
At the end of it? Bah.
Yeah.
I'm out here eating cans, motherfucker.
All right. Look, this has been a fucking great show. I love you guys. It's always fun. It's always fun.
Yeah.
Real Ass Podcast. Thank you for subscribing, supporting. Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month, we give away a free piece of merch to Shannon. That should have been like this week's show, right?
Yeah, you're right. I don't even know what day it is anymore. Next show.
We'll make it happen, woman. Don't you worry.
I just want to say, sorry about the shirt. It's tough to do things in transition while we change Real Ass Podcast into the Bye Guys, but stick with us. We appreciate your support. This has been Bye Guys with Zach Amico and Ian Finance and our guest, Luis J. Gomez.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
You gotta always remember, end the show with bye, guys. All together. Everyone do it. Like, all right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
We're all, guys. 1, 2, 3. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Nigga, stop.
Stop going 1, 2, 3. All right. Go 1, 2, 3.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
1, 2, 3.
Bye, guys.
1, 2, 3.
Bye, guys. C'est la vie.
That's all, folks.